今天我们要读的经文是在马太福音第七章十三到二十七节。
Thank you very much for having me come to preach with you again.
谢谢你邀请我再次来这边分享神的话语。
We must have done something right in God's eyes the last time.
我相信在神的恩典里面，我一定是得到他的祝福。
And I think you have more people here, even though it's summer.
虽然说今天现在是暑假，你们这边好像似乎人有更多了。
So that's very encouraging.
就是非常令人兴奋。
Did anybody live in Colorado in 1976?
不知道你们中间有没有在1976年的时候住在 Colorado?
One or two people.
只有一两个位。是的。
I was in college in Illinois in that year.
那时候我在伊利诺州读书。
And through Campus Crusade for Christ, I heard about a terrible tragedy that happened in Colorado.
那时候我在那个校园基督这个机构里面，在校园里面听到这个 Colorado 有一些灾难。
There were heavy storms in the northern part of the state in what's called the Big Thompson Canyon.
听说那时候在Colorado 的北边有大风雨。
And there was a large group of campers, including Campus Crusade for Christ staff.
那时候在 Boulder 北边有一个河叫 Big Thompson Canyon. 那时候有一些就是在校园基督这个机构的一些人员，他们也是住在那里。
They had put up their tents right by the river.
他们在那边事实上在露营。
And overnight, after huge storms, a flash flood came down the canyon.
就在前一个晚上，因为下大雨，洪水就冲过来了。
And 145 people.Were killed.
然后有145位丧命。
More of you probably lived here in 2013.
我相信很多人你们在2013年的时候都住在这里。
But you may remember the flash floods of that year.
如果你记得的话，那年也有洪水。
There were only a small number of people killed.
那一年只有少数人生命受到伤害。
But huge amounts of damage from Estes Park to Lyons to Longmont.
可是，在那边有许多房子都受到损害，有在 Estes Park、Lyons 跟Longmont 地区。
I had to fly out of Denver, and I remember looking down on the city of Longmont, and most of it looked like a lake.
那时候我刚好要出远门，在飞机上我往下看的时候。Loma 就好像一个湖。
Nobody believed that those small streams and rivers could create such damage.
没有人会相信那些小溪竟然会导致成这么大的损害。
I don't know if you're like me.
我不知道你是不是像我一样。
But when I'm driving on the highway, I sometimes laugh when I see a sign.
有时候我在高速公路开车的时候，我看到一些牌子，我就笑了。
It says "climb to safety."
他说你爬着往高处爬。
As if I could climb up these steep slopes.
好像我真的可以往这么高处的这个斜坡上面爬。
Or maybe you've seen the sign that says "do not enter if water is flowing."
或者你看到说如果有水的话，请不要进入。
That tells you that the road's going to have a big dip down and up again.
这就跟你讲说，那边事实上有个凹洼的地方。
I have never seen water in one of those.
我从来没有在那个地方看到水。
But once every few years,
可是每隔几年呢
，a flash flood can come through.
那洪水就会遍满那地。
And I'd better not drive my car into it.
我就确定我不要在那边那时候在那边开车。
Or it may swallow up the car altogether.
有可能就会把我的车子给吞没了。
You can see the same thing in Israel.
你可以在以色列也看到类似的景象。
There are no flat riverbeds with wide rivers like the Mississippi or the Missouri.
在那边你看不到那种宽广的河床，就像在密西西比州一样。
There are just deep canyons that are dry most of the time.
你会看到是许多的洪沟，可是大部分时间它们都干的。
But about once every two or three years after storms, floods come down those canyons.
可是每隔几年，你就会看到那个水就会淹没那些洪沟。
I wonder if Jesus had that in mind when he told part of today's passage.
我有时候在想，耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，是不是想到那个景象？
At the end of what we read in Matthew 7:24-27, he tells a parable.
所以我们在马太福音第七章24-27节的时候，我们刚才读的。
And he talks about a wise man who builds his house on the rock.
他提到一个聪明人，他把他的房子建立在磐石上。
And another man, a foolish one, who built his house on sand.
然后另外一个就是一个无知人，他把房子盖在沙土上。
That's exactly what you can see if you, even as a tourist, visit some of the canyons in Israel.
这你就可以，如果你是去以色列观光的话，你就可以想象到当时的情景。
A lot of nice smooth sand next to the edge of the little stream.
你也可以看到，在很多他们的小溪旁边，就有一些很平坦的一些沙土。
And there are trails that allow people to hike down the canyon, following the river.
那边你可以有点像登山一样，就在旁边走路。
If I were a camper, I would probably think, what a wonderful place to put my tent, right on the sandy beach.
如果我在那边露营的话，我也可以想说，在这边。建造我的帐篷是多么美好。
And 999 days out of 1,000, I would be perfectly fine.
可能大部分的时间我都没问题。
But if I chose the wrong night to sleep there, I might be swept away to my death.
可是如果我选择的是一个不好的一个晚上，我可能就被洪水冲走了。
Why does Jesus tell this story?
耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻呢？
In verses 24 and 26, we find the answer.
所以我们在第24节跟26节，我们就知道那个答案。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice.
耶稣说，如果你们听我的话，照着做的话。
That's who the wise man is who builds his house on solid rock.
他就知道那些聪明人，他是把房子建在磐石上。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the person building his house on sand.
他说，凡听我话而不去做的呢，就像这个无知人把房子盖在沙土上。
And most of the time, we may not be able to tell the difference.
那常常呢，我们事实上没有办法分别这两样。
It's when a crisis occurs.
除非我们面对一些危难。
Suddenly, someone you love has died.
可能你所爱的突然过世了。
Suddenly, you find out that you have cancer.
可能突然你发现你有癌症。
Or someone.You care deeply about has a terrible illness.
或者说你所爱的突然他有一个疾病。
You get a phone call that a family member has been in a terrible traffic accident.
你可能接到一通电话，说你一个亲密的家人他在一个车祸里。
Or you lose a job.
或者是说你被解雇了。
Or you don't get accepted into a college you wanted to.
或者你想要进的大学不接受你。
How do we respond to the unexpected crises of life?
我们怎么样去回应一些我们没有预期的一些危机？
Jesus says it depends on what kind of house we have built.
耶稣说，那就看你的房子是建在哪里。
When the crisis hits is not the time for theological conversation.
当这些危机出现的时候，不是我们在神学上一个理论上面的一个谈论。
We have to already know who it is that we are going to rely on.
我们必须要知道也明白我们所依靠的是谁。
Are we going to trust God?
我们要相信神吗？
That He is working in the midst of the tragedy.
相信他在危机中也在工作吗？
Have we already built the solid foundation for a house that will stand?
我们是不是房子已经建立在这个坚固的磐石上呢？
That's how Jesus ends his most famous sermon ever.
这是神耶稣他怎么样去结束他那个最有名的一个布道。
We often call it the Sermon on the Mount.
我们常常说是在登山宝训。
It covers all of Matthew chapters 5 through 7.
它是从马太福音第五章一直到第七章。
And it raises a number of questions in our minds.
事实上它在这个里面它提了好几个问题在我们的心目中。
Are the storms just the crises of life?
是否那些风暴就是我们生命里面的一些危机呢？
When Jesus tells parables, he often makes reference to judgment day.
当耶稣提到一些比喻的时候，他常常是跟末世审判有关系。
The greatest crisis we may ever have to face is standing before God at the end of time.
可能我们要面对最大的危机，就是当我们站在这个宝座前面受到审判的时候。
Will we be able to say with a good conscience that we have kept our faith in Jesus?
我们可以凭着良心说，我们真的在主里面坚守吗？
But what does faith in Jesus look like?
那这个信在耶稣里面，它到底是什么呢？
Is Jesus here teaching salvation by good works?
难道耶稣在这边讲是要因功得救吗？
We have to obey him to a certain level to make it into heaven.
我们一定要照着他话做了些事情才能够进天国吗？
That would contradict everything he says elsewhere.
那当然这会完全反对一些他在前面已经讲的一些道理。
It would contradict the rest of the New Testament.
他会完全反对在新约里面所讲的。
We have to remember that the Sermon on the Mount was written and spoken first to disciples.
你必须要记住，这些登山宝训的教训，第一是对他的门徒所说的。
In chapter 5, verse 1, we read, Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him.
所以在第五章的时候，你就在这里面特别讲到，耶稣看见许多人，就上了山，既坐下来，门徒就到他的跟前来。
It would be as if there were thousands of people behind this wall.
你可以想象，在这个墙后面有坐了几千人。
In fact, we'd have to take the wall down.
当然，我们要把这个墙拆了。
But Jesus is speaking to those who have already committed themselves to him.
可是耶稣是对已经向他委身的人讲。
I hope that would be all of you.
我希望这就是你们。
And he's happy for everyone else to listen.
他当然很高兴有更多人听到这个讯息。
But this sermon is about how his disciples should live out their faith.
可是这篇讲到真的是要让他的门徒学习怎么样去活出他们的信心。
Our obedience doesn't save us.
我们的顺服并不能救我们。
But our obedience does show that we have a true and living faith in Christ.
可是我们的信心 我们的顺服却反映了我们对耶稣的信心。
But that raises another question.
那当然，这个又提出另外一个问题。
How obedient do I have to be to show that I have true faith?
那我到底要多么顺服才能够真正显明我的信呢？
Nobody can answer that question.
没有一个人可以回答这个问题。
There's not some level that you get a passing grade at, like in school.
这个不像在学校里面，好像你达到一个程度，你就可以及格了。
We certainly can't ever expect to get 100%.
当然我们不可能拿到100分。
We probably can't even expect to get 50 or 30%.
可能我们也拿不到50分，也拿不到30分。
But it has to be better than zero.
可是应该比零好吧。
There has to be some evidence in our life that we have been transformed.
我们应该让人家看到在我们生命里面让别人看到一些改变。
That we are in the process of becoming more transformed by Jesus.
在我们生命里面让别人看到我们在渐渐的转变能够更像耶稣。
So what does that transformation look like?
那这个转型是什么呢？
Jesus says it has to do with everything that he teaches.
耶稣说这是跟他所教导的紧紧关联。
But because this is at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, I think we do well to ask, what has he taught here?
所以因为在刚才看这是他在这个登山宝训的最后一节，我们可以回顾一下他里面讲什么。
But you don't want me to preach long enough to talk about everything in chapters 5, 6, and 7.
当然你当然不希望我重新把第五、第六、第七章全部再讲一次。
So I moved backwards just to verse 13 of chapter 7.
所以我就回到在第七章第十三节开始。
I think there are three paragraphs or sections that lead directly up to the parable.
我相信在这边有三个主题在里面。
The first is in verses 13 to 14.
第一个是在第十三、第十四节。
Where Jesus says, enter through the narrow gate, not the wide gate.
耶稣说你们要进那窄门而不是那宽门。
You can picture it in your minds.
你可以在你心里面自己想象。
A wide road with a wide gate and hundreds of people walking down it.
你可以想象那个大道跟大门有许多的人从那边经过。
And a very narrow one where people have to walk one at a time, like a mountain trail, maybe.
那个窄门呢，就好像山中的一个小道一样，大家一个个排队进去。
If you want to be popular, which one will you go on?
如果说你要变得很受欢迎，那你会走哪一条路呢？
If you think the majority is always right, you'll go with the crowd.
如果你觉得大数都是对的话，那你应该是选那大路。
They're probably going to a Broncos game.
你可能要去 Broncos game 的球赛。
Or as I saw somebody with the shirt cheering on England in the World Cup.
或者说有些人他穿的就是这个世界足球杯，他们可能是为英国欢呼。
But Jesus says, walk through the narrow gate.And walk along the narrow path.
可是耶稣说，你们要进那窄门，要走那窄路。
Not a majority of the world's population claims to believe in Jesus by any means.
而不是追求跟从那在世上多数的人走的路。
And of those who claim to know Jesus, probably not all of them do.
那有许多人，他们可能说他们认识耶稣，可能他们不认识他们。
And so there will be many times in life when it will not be popular to be a believer.
所以我们在做一个信徒的时候，我们常常可能不受欢迎。
And we will see the crowds going down the wide path.
我们可能看到群众往这个大路上面走。
And we will want to follow them, but to something that is not good for us.
我们可能要跟随他们，可是我们却知道那是不好的。
I think Chinese Christians understand this better than Anglos like me.
我觉得华人基督徒可能比白人基督徒更了解这个事情。
I am sure that some of you are in touch with friends and relatives in China and know about some of the increasing persecution.
我相信你许多家人还在国内，你们也听到在国内的一些迫害。
We had a Chinese Christian speaker at the seminary just a few years ago.
几年以前我们有一个从中国来的一个讲员在我们的神学院跟我们分享。
Not a Chinese American, just Chinese.
他不是美国华人，而是真的是中国华人。
And he said something I have remembered ever since.
他讲了一句话，我一直记在心里。
He said, "You Americans, speaking of us Anglos."
他说你们美国人，就是你们这些白人。
When you start to suffer, you pray to God to take for Him to take away the suffering.
当你受苦难的时候，你向神求把这个苦难拿走。
The Chinese Christian prays that we would behave in a way that glorifies God in the middle of the suffering.
那华人的基督徒，他们向神求，是愿我们能够照主的旨意而行。
I hope that's true for all of you.
我希望这个对你们也是同样的。
I hope we haven't corrupted you now that you've been living here a while.
我希望说我们没有。因为你在这边住了很久，我们没有变成像我们一样。
But it is a challenge to people of every country, of every race.
可是我相信，这是对每一个国族都是一个挑战。
The second part of the introduction to our parable is verses 15 through 20.
那另外一个教训在这边是在第十五节
，where Jesus says.Watch out for false prophets.
那耶稣在这边特别说，你们要防备假先知。
How does one recognize a false prophet?
那你怎么能够认出那些假先知呢
？They don't go around wearing a cardboard sign saying, "I am a prophet of Satan."
当然，他身上不会挂个牌子说，哎，我是一个假先知。
Jesus says they come in sheep's clothing.
耶稣说他们就像披着羊皮的。
Jesus spoke of his own followers as sheep.
他常常耶稣讲他自己的门徒就像羊一样。
They may look just like us.
他这些人可能就像我们一样。
For a while, they may act just like us.
可能有一长段日子他就跟我们做的一样。
But Jesus says inwardly, they are ferocious wolves.
可是耶稣提醒我们它里面却是残暴的狼。
And eventually, maybe not right away, by their fruit, you and I will recognize them.
可能在短期看不出来，可是日子到了，我们就可以凭着他们的果子认出他们来。
Because a good tree can't bear bad fruit, and a bad tree can't bear good fruit.
因为好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
But I can be fooled for a while.
可是我相信我可以受到被蒙蔽一阵子。
When I was a boy, my parents had a pear tree in our backyard.
我记得我在小时候，我的爸爸妈妈院子里面有一个桃树。
And it was dying.
有个梨树，它那个梨树已经快死了。
When I was very little, I remember that each year they might get five or six good pears from the tree.
那每一年呢，我可能可以收到五到六个好的梨子。
And then after a couple of years, maybe only two or three.
那再过两三年，我只能拿到两三个好的梨子。
And I probably wasn't more than 10 when they decided we need to cut the tree down. It's not producing any more pears.
那时候我大概十岁的时候，我的父母就决定说我们要把这个梨树砍了。因为这梨树不结果子。
I could have been tricked as a little boy into thinking that this was still a good pear tree.
我在小时候可能我还会认为这是一个好的梨树。
But eventually it became clear that it was rotten.
可是 终于我们就知道里面事实上已经腐败了。
What are we told about these false prophets?
那我们在这边，耶稣教导我们有关这个假先知呢？
Not very much, except that they are ferocious wolves.
事实上没有讲很多，只是你知道他们是残暴的狼。
Eventually, their real nature will appear.
最终，他们的本性就会显现出来。
They will try to destroy God's people.
他们会破坏神的子民。
They will try to create conflict in the church.
他们会制造混乱。
They will speak in ways that make people very dissatisfied with God and Christian things.
他们会说一些话，让你对神非常不满。
They will want everything done their way.
他们要做所有的事情依照他们的旨意。
I hope you don't have any such people.
我希望你们中间没有人像这样子。
Except that sooner or later, every one of us is a little bit like that.
可是实际上，我们多多少少都有一点这个。
So don't look around to see who the wolves are.
所以你不要左右看到底那头狼是谁。
It's not those two boys on the front row.
不是那两个年轻男孩在那边。
Well, I mean, it might be. I don't know.
或许吧，他们也是。
But ask yourself.
可是问问你自己。
Do I ever act like a wolf in sheep's clothing?
我是不是就像那披羊皮的狼呢
？I come to church and I put on a happy face.
我到这个教会，我就放脸面满。
I say all the right things.
我说的都是合神心意。
And then I go away and talk to my friends about everything that's wrong with the church.
然后回家以后就回家抱怨，我在跟我朋友抱怨这个教会真是不好。
And all the things its leaders are doing wrong.
那些教会的领袖真是很差。
And little by little, I sow the seeds of conflict and discord.
然后渐渐的，我就把这个冲突的种子放在别人的心里面。
Then there is a third and final paragraph.
那在最第三个也是最后的一个讯息。
In verses 21 through 23.
就是从第21节到23节。
And this is even more subtle.
在这边的话，它事实上更不明显。
Jesus speaks of people who say all the right things.
耶稣在这边讲。提到一些人，他们说的都是对的事情。
And they're involved in a lot of good Christian activities.
那他们可能也参与许多在教会一些基督教的一些事工里面。
But he says there will be people who say to him, Lord, Lord, and he replies, I never knew you.
耶稣提到有许多人说会称呼我主啊主啊，可是耶稣会说我并不认识你们。
It's very easy to on the outside be a good sheep.
常常我们在非常容易在表面上面是一个好的羊。
You don't ever have to act like a wolf.
你从来不需要像一头狼一样。
But it's all on the outside.
可是这都是外表的。
Maybe you lead beautiful music and worship.
可能你在台上带美好的诗歌。
Maybe you preach Bible-based sermons.
可能你在台上讲神的话语。
Maybe you're the world's greatest translator.
可能你是一个世界最好的翻译人。
But if we don't have a living relationship with Jesus in our heart,It's all just show.
可是我们如果没有一个真正在那个活生生跟耶稣基督有一个关系的话。
And I find it very fascinating to see how Jesus answers these people.
所以实际上我很惊讶耶稣怎么样去讲这些人。
In verse 23,
在23节说
he doesn't say, Well, you once were mine, but then you drifted away.
他没有说你本来是我的人，可是慢慢你就变成你远离我了。
He doesn't say you were a great Christian for 20 years, but then you abandoned it all.
他没有说你本来是在过去二十年是一个好的基督徒，后来就放弃我。
He says, "I will tell these people plainly, I never knew you."
我就会明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。
That's sort of depressing.
这个是不是让你很沮丧呢？
Enter by the narrow gate.
第一，你要进那个窄门。
Watch out for false prophets.
要注意那些假先知。
And don't wind up yourself being a fake disciple.
然后导致我们自己变成那个假的门徒。
But let's put it more positively.
那我们从一个正面的来看。
Because there's a comparison in each of these sections.
因为在每一段里面它有个对比。
Let's phrase it optimistically.
让我们用一个乐观 的方面来看。
Enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow trail.
进那窄门，走那窄路。
Associate with good prophets and Christian leaders.
让我们跟随那些真先知。
And be a true disciple.
让我们成为那真门徒。
Not because you're perfect.
不是因为你是完美的。
Nobody can come close to being perfect.
因为没有一个人是完美的。
Not because you can even get a passing grade of 60%.
或者说你要拿到一个及格的成绩60分。
That's the difference between a D and an F at Denver Seminary.
如果你在神学院的话，这就是 D 跟 F 的差别。
Maybe you only have 15%.
可能你只拿15分。
But you're moving in the right direction.
可是只要你是朝对的方向走的话。
And 10 years from now, you might be up to 16.
可能十年以后，你可能只有16分。
There is something inside of us that we can say is due to the fact that Jesus has come into our hearts.
可是我们可以坦然地说，我们里面有些东西就是耶稣在我们的心里。
If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be acting this way.
如果不是因为耶稣的话，我不会这么去做。
And I know all my shortcomings, but I want to love him and serve him even better.
我知道我所有的弱点，可是我要爱他，我要服侍他。
I want to build my house on the solid rock.
我要把我的房子建在那磐石上。
And not on the sand next to the stream.
而不是在那沙土上。
Let me add one more verse.
让我再加一句经文。
If I stayed here long enough, I could go through the whole Sermon on the Mount backwards.
如果说我在，你给我足够时间的话，我可以把这个登山宝训从后面往前面讲。
But I'm not going to do that to you.
可是我不会这么做。
In chapter 7, verse 12, we get what has often been called the golden rule.
如果你看到第七章十二节，常常我们说这是一个经文经句。
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
他说，无论何事，你们愿人怎样待你们。你们要怎样待人？因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
If you want to put all of God's revealed will into one sentence, treat others the way you would want to be treated.
如果你要把所有这个律法的精和放在一起的话，就是待人如己。
It's not the only way that Jesus sums up God's will.
当然，我们知道这个不是耶稣唯一的一个解释律法的。
Later in his life, a lawyer comes and asks him, "What is the greatest commandment?"
因为后面后期有一个律法师来找耶稣的时候，来问这个律法的这个总结是什么。
And He basically gives a two-part answer, love God and love your neighbor.
然后耶稣他给了他两部分的一个回答，一个就是爱神，另外一个是爱你的邻舍。
But what does loving one's neighbor look like?
那爱邻舍是怎么样呢？
Treating them the way we in our best moments would want to be treated.
就是待他们就像你希望人家怎么来待你。
If we do that, we will be in the process of building our house on solid rock.
如果我们这么做的话，我们就在这个把房子建立在磐石上面的一个过程。
We will be able to survive a flash flood.
我们就可以度过那洪水。
We will be able to weather the storms of life.
我们可以经过生命中的风暴。
And most importantly of all, we will be able to stand before God on Judgment Day.
可最重要的是，我们站在最终站在神的审判大宝座前。
And say, we have followed Jesus.
然后说，我们有跟随耶稣。
We have trusted in Him for the forgiveness of our sins.
我们有相信他已经赦免我们的罪。
With His help, we have tried to serve Him.
借着他的帮助，我们有尝试要去服侍他。
We have failed many times.
我们有许多的失败。
But we are not trusting in our abilities by themselves.
可是我们不是依赖我们自己的能力。
We are surrendering our lives to our Lord.
我们把我们的生命交托在神的手里。
Grateful for the ways He's already helped us to change.
那在这个过程，我们生命有改变。
And looking forward to the resurrection with perfect transformation.
我们盼望那个的末世道，让我们能够整个身体的转移。
When we will always treat each other with perfect love.
让我们能够对待别人用那完全的爱。
That's the solid rock.
那就是磐石。
I hope that's what you are longing for.
我希望这也是你们所渴慕的。
I hope that's what you are striving for with God's help.
我希望这也是你们在借着神的力量去跟随这路。
Shall we pray to God to that end?
我们一起来向神祷告这个事情。
Father, only you knows what each person here is experiencing today.
天父，只有你知道我们在这边的每一个人，我们现在所经历的。
I certainly don't know what crises have struck the families that are represented here.
我当然不知道这边的每一个家庭所面对的一些苦难。
And none of us knows what the immediate future holds.
我们也不知道在很近的未来什么事情会发生。
We certainly don't pray that.Times will get very tough.
主啊，我们当然不会向你求，我们要面对许多的苦难。
But we know that if we live long enough, we will have those experiences.
可是我们却知道，我们在我们的生活里面必须会面对到那些苦难。
Be preparing us now, Lord, to suffer well when we need to.
你准备我们。让我们能够面对那些苦难。
Be laying the foundation, we pray, so that when hard times come, we will run to you and not away from you.
建立我们的根基，让我们当我们遇见苦难的时候，我们是朝向你，而不是转离你。
Forgive us when we have looked at the beautiful things of this life and put all of our hope in them.
让我们能够感谢这些美好的事情，让我们在生命充满了盼望。
Encourage us with our fellowship and our friendship the rest of this morning.
请继续祝福我们中间的团契及相交。
And help us this coming week live just a little bit better.
让我们在未来这个一个礼拜 让我们能够活得更好。
Not to earn or deserve anything from you, but simply to please you.
不是因为我们值得的，而是我们只是想讨你的喜悦。
Thanking you for the amazing rescue that you have already provided for us.
我们要感谢你为我们已经预备的救恩。
And we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.